रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. अयोध्याकांड चैप्टर नंबर 110, द रेस ऑफ द सन. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Vashishtha hastened to pacify Rama and said, Jabali is no materialist. He believes because he knows directly that there is a rebirth and future state for all beings. He spoke thus to persuade you to return to Ayodhya. O Lord of the worlds, it would be insulting your omniscience if I crave your patient hearing of the origin and the evolution of the system of worlds down to our present time. In the beginning, there were but the waters of space, and from it evolved Prithvi. Next, Brahma, the self-born, appeared, and the Devatas. Later on, Narayana brought up this earth from the waters, assuming the form of a boar, and from him and his progeny evolved the whole creation. The four-faced Brahma came from Padmanabha. He is eternal in his official capacity as Devata after Devata succeeds to the place without a break. He is longer lived than the other egos and hence relatively permanent. He is on the next step to liberation and hence immortal. From him descend father and son, Marichi, Vivaswan and Vivaswata Manu, the founder of the line called by the name of his son Ikshvaku. The latter was the first monarch of the solar race and received the sovereignty of the earth from Manu. He is the first of those that ruled at Ayodhya. Then came Vikukshi, then Bana, Anaranya, in whose time famines and robbers were things unknown, as also droughts. Prithu, Trishanku, who was raised to heaven through his loyalty to truth, Dundamara, Yuvaneshwa, Mandhata, Susandhi, Dhruvasandhi, and his brother Prasenajit. Bharata, the son of the former, and Asita. The Hayahayas, the Talajhangas, and the Sashibindus defeated him in battle and drove him from the kingdom. He retired to the solitudes of the forest and performed tapas there, waited upon by his two wives who were pregnant at that time. One of them poisoned the food of the other to put her out of the way. Kalindi, the innocent victim, rendered reverent service to Chayavana, the son of Bhrigu, who was engaged in a course of tapas on the hill. The sage read the wish of her heart to be the mother of a noble prince and said, Child, at no distant date will you be the mother of a boy, virtuous, great-souled, valiant and pure, who will continue your line on earth. She touched the feet of the saint and took her leave. After a time, she gave birth to a beautiful boy of dazzling luster. As he was born into the world along with the poison administered to him in the womb, he was named Salgara, or poisoned. He it was that caused the oceans to be dug that rises with dreadful clamor of waves when the moon calls out to her. His son was Asamanjus, who was exiled by his father for his wickedness. From him descended in order Amshuman, Dilipa, Bhagiratha, Kakutstha, hence the name Kakutsthas, then Raghu, whence the name Raghavas, Pravriddha, who was also named Kalmashapada, the Shaudasa, cursed to be a cannibal for a time, Shankana, who was destroyed along with his army by his father when the latter was a Rakshasa under a curse, Sudarshana, Agnivarna, Shrigara, Maru, Prashushpuka, Ambarisha, Nahusha, Nabhaga, Aja and Subrata, brother, Dasharatha, the son of Aja, and yourself, the eldest son, whom men know as Rama. So accept the crown that is yours by right and rule over your subjects. The eldest born inherits the throne in the house of Ikshvaku, and the junior has no claim to it during the life of his brother. This is a royal tradition of the Raghavas. You do ill to be the first to violate it. No one but yourself can hold sway over this broad earth, the mother of numerous empires teeming with wealth, corn, gems and other excellent products. You are our king after Dasharatha. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhrunojaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.